Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Tonight's border battle isn't exactly Georgia-Florida yet. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Maybe it's because ESPN moved the game to Thursday night on a workday with a workday to follow and many people planning their last weekend at the beach over Labor Day. Whatever the reasons, there will be as many as 20,000 empty seats in Bank of America Stadium for tonight's 6 o'clock kickoff. Carolina and NC State did better than that for their first of two straight games in Charlotte, filling the home of the Panthers on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in 1998 when Nate Brown caught a TD pass from Oscar Davenport to win in overtime. Half the stadium was light blue, the other half red, but every seat had a fanny in it. Tonight, about 30% of those seats will be teal. No fannies in them. Steve Spurrier called the steep ticket prices a reason to stay home and watch on TV. Club seats are $258 each, and the upper deck ranges from $75 to $90. The Belk Bowl Committee and Charlotte Sports Authority call those prices in line with other kickoff classics. But remember, we are dealing with the Tar Heel fans, who have a generally apathetic history toward their football program. Maybe a big win over the Gamecocks will help change that. Georgia and Florida play every season in Jacksonville, and what was dubbed decades ago was the biggest cocktail party in America. Charlotte will be a mess today with the baseball Knights playing in the afternoon and the going and coming traffic converging around rush hour. If you are headed that way, go early, beat the traffic, and take in all the festivities in downtown Charlotte. Regardless of the soft attendance, each school is guaranteed $3.2 million, which is supposedly more than either makes for a home game. 50,000 tickets sold times an average price of $150 is still $7.5 million, not including parking, concessions, and advertising in the stadium. It seems like a win-win-win, so much so that the Battle of the Carolinas in Charlotte has been renewed for the 2019 and 2023 seasons. Maybe the ageless Spurrier will have retired by then. You can't really build a tradition like Georgia-Florida unless the game is played every year in the same place and fans look forward to partying all day and then staggering into the stadium to cheer on their team. Playing it once every 5 years makes it a one-off, but the Gamecocks and Tar Heels have enough history from their old ACC days that the rivalry still burns for both teams. Whether there, on your couch, or at a sports bar, enjoy what should be a heck of a game. Let the season begin. This is Archansky. See you.